My friends, it could be seen as old-fashioned, but I still think that questions and answers is a good method for learning. The old catechisms used that way, questions and answers. And we could use it, for example, in the readings of today. The Apostle St. Paul says, "This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." We can transform that into a question. For what did Christ Jesus come into the world? For what? What was his purpose? What was his goal? What was his end? And we should answer, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It looks rather obvious. It is not. It must be reminded, it must be remembered. Because we are always at risk of forgetting this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Let me give you a couple of examples. When someone says, "I should pray a little more, but I think I'm not worthy." What are you saying? You are saying you are not worthy of praying? You have the right of invoking Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. So, insofar as you are recognizing that you are one of that group, insofar as you recognize you are a sinner, you have absolute right. You have full right of calling to Jesus Christ, calling to him and saying, "Hey, I am one of yours." That's your right. Not only you have permission for that, that's your right even more. That's your duty. That's your only way out. Every time we say, "I am not worthy of praying, I'm not worthy," of course you are not. Of course I am not. But the saying Paul was reminding us today was not Christ Jesus came into the world to save worth-saving people. He didn't say that. He said Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Another example. Think of a big, serious criminal. I'm speaking of a really, really bad person. A real criminal. Murderer. Maybe a rapist. Think of that person. Kidnapper. Someone with enough cold blood to kill innocents as a terrorist. What do you wish for this sort of people? Hell. The flames of hell for them. May I remind you the text of today in the reading of the Mass? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Insofar as you are saying that person is a big, terrible, guilty man, insofar as you are pointing to him and accusing him, you also are repeating, Christ Jesus came into the world to save him, to save her. If you are calling that person a sinner, you are saying Christ Jesus came into the world to save him. It's just a matter of questions and answers. And Paul, looking at his own life, his own transformation, says, Christ Jesus displayed all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. His own conversion, Paul is saying, his own conversion was a big example, a huge and visible example for everyone to see. A big example of all the power of God's mercy shown, completely shown, in the outstretched hands of Jesus Christ on the cross. Because Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If you like to preach, if you want to preach and to convert peoples, I suppose it is a good idea to see what Paul did. And what Paul did was showing God's mercy in his own life. What Paul did was recognizing that he was not worthy, that he was in need, and he was looked after. He was healed, converted, transformed by Jesus Christ for only one reason: for Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.